The city of Fayetteville is another step closer to its first historic preservation ordinance. After two homes were torn down in the Washington Willow Historic District in the last couple of years, City Planning Director Andrew Garner says residents expressed interest in finding a way to preserve the rest of the neighborhood.
We're actually very behind many of the other cities in Arkansas in terms of preservation. Many cities do have local preservation laws. We do not have really any, so we're trying to catch up.
A consultant hired by the city has now come back with design review guidelines for the 35-acre district. Garner says the guidelines address two things.
One is preservation of existing structures, and before those structures can be torn down, there has to be a review of that. And the other one is when you construct new structures, making sure that the new structures are built in a manner that's compatible with the neighborhood and contributes to the character.
Garner says the guidelines would also apply to major exterior remodels. The preliminary document is posted on the City of Fayetteville website and will be up for public discussion tomorrow at 6:30 p.m. in room 326 of City Hall.
It is a very hefty document, but I think it would be helpful for the residents to come to the meeting and tell us what their main concerns are in the neighborhood. And maybe, is it new construction? Is it demolition? You know, and then are they comfortable with the guidelines that are proposed here? Because if they are adopted, it would apply to their homes and how they renovate and things like that.
Garner says the city wants to hear from residents about whether any of the guidelines are too strict or too loose before they go to the city council for adoption, which could happen sometime in June or July. From there, he adds, the city council would go through a separate hearing process about whether the design review guidelines should be regulated.
That is our goal, that all the details that are in here, that they end up becoming regulated. And that's kind of what we've heard so far from the residents, that they feel like they want those rules there.
If the city decides to regulate the historic district, Garner says property owners would have to go through the Planning Department and Historic District Commission to get a certificate of appropriateness.
And that takes 30 to 45 days. So if that would be something that the property owners also have to consider, that if you choose to regulate it, you have to get an extra permit before you go do your project.
Should the city council adopt the guidelines and then choose to regulate them, a historic preservation ordinance could be in place by autumn.